Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome, language lovers, to an assemblage of grandiose and bombastic grandiloquence. Join us as we examine a word. Hello, my little lambs, and thanks for being with me once again. Today, I ask you to dig out your valuables, take down those old paintings, and find that weird tchotchke Nana gave you for your 16th birthday, because, who knows, it might be worth something. We may just find out as we explore today's word, impignorate. Impignorate is a word meaning to pawn or mortgage something, and it comes from the Latin pignoration, which is from pignoratio, from pignorat, meaning to pledge. For example, you might say, I wish to impignorate this weird tchotchke from my Nana, as I cannot tell whether it is a naked lady or a melted Empire State Building, and I would prefer the money in any case. Next time, perhaps think to clarify with your Nana when she gives it to you. Robert Louis Stevenson uses the word in what might be called a fair, better example, used here in a letter to a friend from Honolulu in 1889. And it says, I have got the yacht paid off in triumph, I think, and though we stay here impignorate, it should not be for long. Even if you bring us no extra help from home. A similar word, pawn, means to pledge, stake, or wager. Comes from the Middle French pan, meaning to pledge or security. And is comparable to the Middle Dutch pant, and Old High German pfand. Similarly, there is hock, meaning to leave with a pawnbroker as security for a loan, which comes from the Dutch word hock, meaning hutch, hovel, jail, hen, or doghouse. It's also comparable to the Middle English hucken, meaning to sell, to peddle, or to sell at auction. Anybody else ready for an episode of Pawn Stars, the reality TV series from 2009 that ran for a whole 17 seasons? Yes, me too. Isn't language wonderful?
Hey, Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.